As a correspondent in the United States, the correspondents tell me it's generally easier than many other places in the world just to blend into the society. But open your mouth as an Australian and your cover is instantly blown. You're clearly not from around here. Our North America correspondent Jane Cowan reflects on the Australian accent in the US.
I remember being on a jetty once in California and suddenly hearing out of the blue an Australian accent. I'd thought I was alone, but I clearly had company. I could hear him clear as a bell from one end of the pier to the other, a sound not unlike gravel thrown on a corrugated iron roof.
The Australian voice is warm, friendly, and big and embracing, just like us.
Melissa Agnew is a voice coach I've known since my early days at the ABC in Queensland, someone who's more attuned than anyone I know to the nuances of speech.
We can all do a bit of a stereotype Australian accent, you know, something like this, but it is really only a stereotype. I mean, really, do you know anyone who actually speaks that way? Apart from Crocodile Dundee himself.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
It might be slightly cringeworthy and out of date for sure, but it's true that Crocodile Dundee is still the Australian voice many Americans perhaps know best. They can all do a decent impersonation of Paul Hogan. Americans as a group are still sufficiently inexperienced with the Australian accent to frequently think I come from the UK.
You know, Americans are just used to America. And so I think there's American and then there's everything else.
Jan Gist is Melissa Agnew's American equivalent, a voice coach who trains actors in San Diego. You can imagine the fun two voice coaches from opposite sides of the world can have if you leave them in a room together.
No worries. Do you say worries?
Worries.
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 Worries. No worries, mate.
Worries, mate.
G'day. G'day. Get to the barbie.
Jan Gist says Americans naturally warm to the Australian accent.
I think it sounds to our ear as friendly and down to earth. It gives the impression that you don't want to be thought of as formal. And God forbid you should be thought of as arrogant. It seems like Australia is very determined to show they are not arrogant.
Actors like Russell Crowe and Nicole Kidman are exposing Americans to some more realistic, modern Australian accents. And then there's our Prime Minister.
If I could put it as clearly as I can, I'd say to you, don't write crap. Can't be that hard.
I think when we hear your voice, we perk up. That kind of upglide at the end is attention-grabbing to us, because our downglide is the expectation. Huh, huh. And somebody goes, huh? And we go, what? What just happened?
And does that apply to our politicians as well, when our Prime Minister, for instance, comes over here and sounds so very Australian?
I don't think most Americans are listening to her to criticize. It's musical to us because you use more notes. You have more of a pitch range. And even if she is a flatter pitch range than your normal, we also have a flat pitch range in our normal. So we just hear it as charming. That, oh, those charming Australians, those fun-loving, daredevil Australians.
Not a bad way to be seen by the world. This is Jane Cowan for Correspondence Report.